Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Here for the Right Reasons, Us Weekly's Bachelor podcast. I am your host, Sarah Herron, and we have another week of BIP, two episodes to discuss, and you are going to hear from Ashley I and Jared themselves, who obviously caused quite the stir with their amount of screen time on the season of BIP. They did a junket yesterday with ABC, so I had around 8 minutes with them, and it was a little chaotic. Their adorable son was in the room, and you might hear him in the background. There also was a little bit of confusion when they spoke about Justin. To clarify, when you hear that part, Justin did leave the beach. There's nothing to spill there. I did clarify that with the network, but I just thought I'd keep it in as full so you can kind of get a full behind the scenes of what these ABC junkets are like sometimes when you're doing them on Zoom. And you know what? Let's just kick it off with Ashley and Jared, because they were still there at the start of Monday's episode, and you know, I can't be the only one who was like, oh boy, and I said that to them. I think you'll hear their reaction to it, and I think they were a little bummed maybe about the backlash, but also tried to explain from their point of view. And as I said last week, can we blame them for wanting the free vacation? Absolutely not. I think this one's on ABC for what they chose to air and when they chose to air it. But we see them, you know, celebrating that they had sex and how great it was, and that's all fun and games. And then we kick off before a rose ceremony. Michael A is feeling alone. He thinks, you know, he's gonna say goodbye to everyone. He's not thinking he's going to get a rose, when of course Danielle Maltby, who in case you forgot is from Nick Vile's season of The Bachelor, she shows up, the music completely changes, and it's all like we're in a Hallmark movie all of a sudden. Wells points out that they are the same person, they have a similar history. Danielle lost her fiance 11 years ago. He died of a drug overdose, and obviously we know Michael A, his wife died after a battle with breast cancer in 2019. So Wells has since tweeted that he 100% set these two up, and I think this was a real missed opportunity for the show not to keep this in. And Wells responded to someone on Twitter who said they were pissed they cut this out, and I'd have to agree, because it, for me, took a little bit away from the love story of Michael and Danielle, which I think does make sense and I think will probably continue throughout the season, because I was hyper-focused on how ridiculous it was to make it look like it was this magical moment of Danielle casually walking down the beach, when, as you'll hear Ashley say, there's producers doing the show, and I know they don't want to break the wall completely, but if you use Wells, and apparently what actually happened was, you know, Wells knew they'd be a good pair, knew Michael was getting ready to leave, we got to send in Danielle now. I feel like I've done a lot of interviews in the past. Ivan was one of them, who kind of noted, you know, if they just brought people down who you knew they were interested in at the right time, it would cause less maybe drama or near misses. It was also last season, or maybe the season before, there was someone who they met up like at the hotel. I'm drawing a blank now who it was. But I do think that's fair to say that maybe sometimes we should bring people down in a less organic way if we want to keep them there. Obviously, it's not fair that Michael A is going to get special treatment, but he was going to. You know what I mean? Like, I totally understand the frustration from the alums who didn't get special treatment, but if they're going to do it, at least be a little more honest about it and have Wells be like, I don't want Michael to leave. I'm going to go get Danielle. I heard she's in Mexico. Just give us that so we don't have to, like, fake this. She's casually here to save the day. Sierra tweeted that she felt highly disrespected watching this all go down. She called it hashtag convenient. And I don't blame her, because I said this last week. I like Michael A. I'm not trying to come down on him, but I think he did a poor job breaking up with Sierra. I think he needed to own it a little more and say he just wasn't that into her, because that's what it came down to. And instead, he kind of blamed it on not sure if he was ready to date, brought up his grief. And I'm not saying I know what it's like to be Michael A. in this situation at all, because I definitely don't. But I don't think he said that to Sierra. I think he, you know, you'll hear Ashley I also say she thought Michael A was going to leave too. But it really was that he just wasn't that into Sierra, and he didn't tell her that. So I didn't like that, to be quite honest. And I think that that's been interesting to watch kind of this fan favorite navigate maybe a response he wasn't expecting. But I think we're definitely going to see Danielle and Michael A go the long haul, at least on the show. I'd be surprised if they got engaged, because he does have a son. So unless they bring James to paradise, I think that might be a little strange. I also think it's totally unfair that they don't have to go through this whole split week situation. I get they just met, so if Danielle left, it wouldn't have made sense. But then they should have just brought Danielle on sooner and had a clean break for this rose ceremony. When I go through who accepted roses, that then the split happened, everyone should have had to go through that. I don't think it's fair that Danielle and Michael get to skip it, because that's even more we're giving special treatment. We're giving him all the special treatment already. How are they going to give him the other special treatment? It's a little ridiculous, in my opinion. But their date was nice, and I think that they, you know, did have a lot of candid conversations that I can't imagine having on TV, that I'm sure were hard. So, you know, I applaud them for that, for sure. We see Peter, the pizza man, leave, thank God, talking shit about Brittany, who obviously doesn't deserve that at all. He thinks that she's a clout chaser. Don't think that that's true. Casey, the geriatric millennial, as he referred to himself, is trying to kind of tell Brittany what Peter's saying and fill him in, and then he collapses out of nowhere, you guys. It's like Survivor. They're calling the medics. It's like Jeff Probst in Survivor when they go, medic, we need a medic. And by the way, it kind of took the medics a long time, so maybe they're not, you know, that close to the beach, which I guess you don't expect too many injuries on Paradise, unlike Survivor, for example. Jill is distraught. They're saying he's dizzy. Michael A thinks he stirred the pot with Brittany, and now he, you know, is can't handle it. But this collapse, while I think real and where he was dizzy, wasn't, I don't think, the problem. It was how he fell on his ankle. Because according to his Instagram, you guys, Casey says he hasn't walked right in 4 months since this happened, and he's still in a cast. So he like broke bones and tore things. We see him get taken away in an ambulance. They kind of aired it like it was almost like Lisa Vanderpump fake fainting on Dancing with the Stars, or Tiara fake fainting on Sean's season, or a Kelsey Poe, to really bring us back to Chris Soules. We've had some maybe potentially allegedly fake injuries on the show before, which they kind of implied it was like that, but then now he's still in a cast. So, you know, hope Casey's doing all right. Clearly this wasn't probably the greatest experience for him. James and Logan are, quote, fighting tooth and nail over Shanae. James tried to win her over with shrimp. It didn't work. She picked Logan. So at the rose ceremony, we've got Serene and Brandon, Lace and Rodney, Jacob and Jill, Genevieve and Aaron, Shanae and Logan, Victoria and Johnny, Danielle and Michael, and we say goodbye to Justin. At the end of the first episode, we have our new arrivals of Jasenia, Sarah, Kate, Eliza, and Florence from Australia. And one thing I will say about this is I think the women overreacted. I think there was no sleep, alcohol, a lot of weird emotions, you know, panicking happening. But I do think it's interesting what they were saying about how beautiful the ladies looked, because as Victoria F. put it, five beautiful ladies with blown out hair walk in and I look like a wet dog. Johnny asked me why I looked different, and it's the no makeup. I thought that was actually a great moment from Victoria F. and very relatable and funny and a new side of her personality. Maybe not great Johnny moment, but you know, it happens. And they're really mad because they, you know, these women are all glammed up. And I think, as I've mentioned on the show basically every week, is this kind of splitting them up and bringing in new people twist is very Love Island. They call it Casa Amor on Love Island. But on that show, they do have glam. So they are separated from their current partner, and new people are brought in to test both of them, which obviously the girls were going to get new guys. I don't know why they thought they weren't going to. They were quite dramatic about that as well. It wouldn't have made any sense, but I guess they really weren't thinking that far ahead, or just in denial, or didn't care. I don't know. A lot of tears. But they don't get glam at the resort, but they do get AC. You guys, I thought the best part of the first episode, or maybe it was the start of the second one, was the women so mad in the van going to the new resort, and they're doing this fake ad like, this place is everything you need, AC and bathrooms, it's beautiful, but really they're miserable and they want to die. Like, it took everything in them to pretend to be happy to be there because they needed to plug the second resort. That killed me. But also, like, the AC in the bathrooms and getting to be away from the guys and maybe, you know, do your hair and wash your hair, you know, should be an okay perk. They were losing me a little bit with how dramatic they were being. They were debating asking their boys to leave. Their mental health is spiraling. Lace is crying. She says Rodney didn't kiss her goodbye. We see that Eliza was on his list, or he mentions that. Brittany's crying. Jill is hysterical. And I think it's kind of wild that the show opted to air 10 plus minutes of them talking about how miserable the show was making them. That was a little bit of a fourth wall break and, you know, didn't make the show look great. Kind of like them showing Teddy talking to a producer and storming out. I don't know. It wasn't the best. Logan says he's not wasting any time. He's curious about what he'll do. And it's kind of funny that the girls admit they're concerned that he was so connected with Shanae. Like, what does that say about him? Which I think is kind of a fair point. But we later see him making out with Sarah. And Sarah did tweet, not featured, the 2 days of only hanging out with Logan before asking him on a date wasn't as random as it may seem. So we're going to have Logan, Shanae, and Sarah definitely kind of melt down over there. We have Jacob kissing Kate. She is the girl from Selling Sunset, or wanted to be on Selling Sunset. Sorry, she's from the Oppenheim group. Isn't on Selling Sunset. We barely saw her on Clayton's season, but now she's here. And she straight up says, I am not leaving here without a rose. She is determined. It's working, though, because Jacob says, I don't wake up thinking of Jill. I wake up thinking of you. The two of them are making out, getting hot and heavy pretty quick. Eliza and Rodney also hitting off, making out in the pool. They go on a date. Lace has reason to be concerned. And when she shows up and he's missing, she's not happy. I didn't know Lace and Rodney had this strong of a connection. And I don't think anyone did. And I think him and Eliza will be more likely to go to the distance, if I had to guess. Poor Olu and Adam from Australia and Alex and Rick aren't really getting much love from the girls. Victoria F and Jill and, you know, Serene, who's obviously sticking it out with Brandon. The other island isn't exploring quite as much. Just Shanae, who is now called Shanae 2.0, by the way, in her job, if you didn't notice. She gets a date card. She asks out Tyler. She's making out with him. She's all hot and bothered. She's sore, but we have Jill cock blocking them. And based on the promo, it's going to be Tyler and Brittany. Brittany and Tyler did kiss moments before his Shanae situation. And naturally, you know, Andrew initially wasn't giving Jasenia the time of day. He says, it's not you, it's me. He's being a little awkward. That's when we see the Tyler and Brittany kiss. But a day later, we don't know how long this split week is, but obviously it's at least 2 days. I think we have two different outfits, so it's at least 2 different days. And Jasenia wears Andrew down a little bit. They're talking about rom-coms, video games. She makes it clear she was there for him, and then they're making out in an outdoor shower, I think trying to like be like a rom-com. I feel like they cut maybe that out, or maybe I wasn't paying attention. All of a sudden they're under the water, and I feel like they were trying to, you know, be The Notebook, which we'll see. That should be an interesting one. I'm not sure. Maybe Brittany and Tyler will be solidified, so then Jasenia and Andrew will be solidified. I think the only other real, you know, test is going to be Rodney's going to have to let Lace down for Eliza. And I think the Shanae, Logan, obviously Sarah situation is going to be chaotic. The rest, I think, are going to go back to normal. Aaron's kind of made it clear he's sticking it out with Genevieve, who's crying and not doesn't have any faith with him. Brandon, obviously, you know, no interest in straying from Serene. And Johnny also made his intentions pretty clear to stick it out with Victoria, which I didn't know they were so solid. And you will see, I guess in the promo, it looks like maybe Victoria F is a little tested, but I think they're in it for the long haul as well. You'll hear Ashley and Jared name them as a couple. But that's kind of the breakdown. I don't know. I was entertained a little bit. I think that the split week will be more interesting when they do a rose ceremony of who picks who. That's definitely the highlight on Love Island also. And maybe they'll get to...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
you know, have to admit what they did or didn't do, who kissed, who didn't. Obviously, a lot of the guys were just doing like synchronized swimming routines and the girls were too busy crying to explore any new connections. I don't know. I think on Love Island, they do show clips of what happened and they have to like explain themselves. I don't think they'll do that on this show. That's another highlight. I think that if this was one episode, these 4 hours were brought to 1 2-hour episode, I think it would have been great television. I think it's too much, and I think it's still just not great. But, you know, that's my opinion. To quote Tamara Judge from Orange County, that's my opinion. I've been in BravoCon land. But without further ado, here is my interview with Ashley and Jared. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day. Clearly, you've got a lot going on to chat with me real quick. I just wanted to start by asking you about your expectations kind of coming back to Paradise and what you were expecting, and then maybe if the reaction was what you were expecting.
I didn't know. Well, we had no expectations going to Paradise. So we got the phone call like 3 weeks before and they said, hey, listen, we want to bring you guys down and we want you guys to, you know, have some quality time on the beach. And initially we were going to bring down Dawson, but it didn't work out because he didn't have a passport. It's a long story. So it actually worked out really well where we were able to go down there and enjoy our time together. Because as anybody knows, like having a kid and then we just started a business, it really takes a lot of time and effort, and your relationship takes a back step, or at least the intimacy with it and the romance and like just the dating portion of your life. So we had the opportunity to do that down in Paradise, and to do it in a place that means a lot to us was pretty cool. And the reaction, dude, it's like people actually they've gotten a lot nicer. When we first were on Monday's episode, or like when we got so much
screen
time.
When we had our date episode.
Yes.
We're like, I mean, it wasn't that bad because people were like, we like Ashley and Jared, but why are they on the screen so much? We don't want to see this. We want to see people dating. But at the same time, it kind of frustrates me because here's a little vent session. Like, listen, I love Bachelor Family. I love the people who watch the show. They've given us more than I could possibly ever imagine. But they also love love. And the idea that love ends when two people meet on a show and then leave kind of boggles my mind. Like, love, as anybody who tells you who's been in a long-term relationship or who's married, who has kids, it evolves, it changes, it takes work. And the love that I have for Ashley is stronger now than it ever was when you guys saw on the TV, on like the show.
It's so sweet of him to say.
It's true. I mean, she's not only my wife, but she's the mother of my child. So we had the opportunity to go down there and really talk about things that we don't talk about on a day-to-day life, about like what she means to me, what Dawson means to me, what parenthood means to me, what our parents mean to us, and like, and how they've imprinted what it means to create a family aspect. And so to express that on the show meant a lot to us. So for people to not, I understand why people are pissed off. Like, we apparently got double the amount of screen time than anybody else on that Monday's episode. Even when I was watching it, I was like, we're on screen again? Like, holy crap. And especially, like, how many. It was weird how I knew there was going to be a joke or kind of a running theme about us sleeping together in the Boom Boom Room, but I never thought it was going to be, like, stretched out to the point it was.
I thought it might be, and I was never, like, I never really, like, wanted that, but I'm like, whatever, you know, like, whatever.
But it's we'll
fun. Have fun with anything.
Did you laugh watching it back? Were you able to laugh?
Fun with it. You
Hell
want
yeah.
us to talk about it? Okay, we'll talk about it.
I don't care. It's yeah. also a real thing. I mean, it's not as dramatic as it seems, but we always say that, like, nothing's as dramatic as it seems. But, like, of course, there's, you know, when you have a baby and a dog and a business and you're tired all the time, like, it's very hard to get, like, moment at, like, nights where you're like, all right, it's just
there's
about
just
us.
There's just no way.
It's impossible, actually.
There's just no way.
Well,
you just, like, make it work.
On last night, this week's episodes, we're seeing the like twist kind of play out. And I wanted to ask you guys what you thought of maybe some of the meltdowns that ensued when the women were kind of asked to go to the other side of the beach. And they obviously don't know that guys are coming for them too, but how would you guys have reacted to that? And do you think there was overreactions or do you think it was justified?
What was the question?
How the girls reacted when they were told that, like, listen, you're leaving. Well, I understand the reaction, of course. I'd be pissed off as well. You're forming relationships and now you're jeopardizing these relationships. But it's, you know,
at the end of the day, like, the thing is, like, your relationship is going to be tested. If it can't survive that division for a week or so, well, then it probably wasn't going to survive in general.
I don't think they overreacted.
Oh, I don't think they overreacted either.
But also,
it's so frustrating. But, like, when you do, like, grind it down to the itty bitty, it's like, if you can survive this, you got to survive this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they're going back to the Vedanta, which is my favorite place on earth, and they're getting AC.
Yeah.
So, and they're getting new guys. I don't know. It doesn't seem like
they don't know that yet, I guess. Maybe that's why. Or they're just, I don't know. But
they just think they're going to Vedanta and sitting around and having girl time for a week. So that's pretty crappy, but they should know better.
Yes. The Michael A and Danielle arrival, I feel like also has gotten some mixed results because some people are like, oh, this makes sense. And other people, I know Sierra was tweeting maybe a little salty about how that went down. What did you think of that whole situation?
I mean, I'm for Danielle and Michael. Why not? I mean, the thing is, I think at the end of the day, Sierra is a fantastic person and I love her so much. But if from what we gathered when we were down on the beach, it was more so that Michael maybe didn't feel it with Sierra as much as he wasn't. It was more about his connection with Sierra than it was he's not ready for a relationship. Does that make sense?
Right. And initially, like before we got to talk to Michael about that, I was like, oh, I guess he's leaving too because he's probably realizing that this is not for him. But then the next day we talked to him and he was like, no, it's not that. It's just that I truly like didn't. I knew that that wasn't going to be a long-term thing.
Okay, that makes sense.
Danielle coming down. It's like, guys, this isn't a TV show. There are people making decisions.
Yeah.
And they will protect the people that we want to see there and we want to see their storyline like continue to evolve. And Michael A is one of those people.
Fair. Yeah,
it's like, listen, it's about love. It's like, they're like, oh, we want it to be about love. And then you have two people who are in love and they're like, well, we don't want to see that. We want to see drama. And then they bring in drama and then they're like, well, no, this is supposed to be like real love. And it's like, well, come on now.
I've always said that we want what we can't have in Bachelor Nation. When it's a happy ending, we want drama. When it's a dramatic ending, we want the love story. So that's just a personal, I think, Bachelor Nation problem. But which couple stuck out to you guys the most when you were there in person?
Oh, Brandon and Serene, obviously.
They were the only solid couple when we were there. And it seemed to be like love, and we had only been there for 7 days. I think we like left on day 7 for them, day 6 or 7. So like,
yeah,
they were serious fast.
Even when we found out that the cast was splitting, because we found out like as we were leaving, we were like, they'll be fine, they'll make it through, and I feel confident that they will. And then like we always say that Johnny and Victoria, they're just like cruising.
We kept saying like, are they good? Are they good? And it's like, oh yeah, they're just lying there together, just a quiet, peaceful couple.
Yeah, easy going.
Did you guys meet Sally? I'm obsessed with Sally.
We were sleeping when Sally came down.
Yeah, never met Sally.
She was gone that quick. You didn't even get to meet her.
Literally, we went to bed. We woke up the next morning, and then they were like, oh, Sally came in. And we were like, oh, where is she? And they're like, no, she left too.
Same with Kira. Kira came back down in the middle of the night. Didn't know she came. Didn't know Romeo left.
I know. We didn't know Romeo left. We didn't know Kara and Sally came. There's a lot. I mean, that's what happens when you're a married couple and you go to bed at 10.
Yeah,
and then you wake up. And then everything in paradise happens in the wee hours.
Well, my last question for you guys is, what is the best piece of tea that you learned while hanging out on the day beds with this cast?
The best part of tea. Ooh.
Dawson, what do you know?
Remember? What did we tell you?
From the new cast, I'm trying to think of tea. I don't know.
Man, that's
all right,
tough.
That's fair.
We think. Sorry. Yeah, I know. I wish I had some good gossip answers for it. I know. I would say one thing is that Justin, we hope to see Justin on our television screen again. We love Justin. He's such a sweet guy, and he's gone too soon. And he's great. So I'm hoping that he's either on Paradise next year or, I mean, shit.
Well, he's not gone too soon. He's still there.
I thought he left.
He left.
Yeah, he left. He got sent home.
Last episode.
Oh, well. Maybe he's coming back now. Yeah, I think he left. But I agree. I enjoy Justin as well.
He left last night.
So that's the only, like, we don't have tea, but we really wish Justin was still there. That's very sad. So we're hoping to see him on our television screens again very soon. But for tea, damn, we got nothing. We're lame.
We are so lame. Oh, my gosh.
Lace is crazy as ever in the most wonderful and endearing way. Love her to death. She was great to be with. Cause she just says exactly how it is. I got nothing.
No,
that was good. That means we saw all the good stuff. There was nothing crazy that we missed. So
that's true.
Well, thank you guys so much. It was nice to talk to you as always. And, you know, congrats on that baby you're holding right there.
Congrats, psycho.
Crazy.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Here for the Right Reasons, Us Weekly's Bachelor podcast. Don't forget to like, subscribe, share, tell your friends about this podcast, and come back every week for more Bachelor breakdowns.